Easy Radio, your relaxation station with the Beach Boys at 9:34. It's time for our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand Internist. Every Wednesday, we talk with Dr. Adler, or today, Dr. J. Vance Vandegrift, about various health topics and concerns. And today, we're going to be talking about allergies, because South Strand Internist now has allergy testing right there in-house. And we're going to be – it's actually a good thing that we're talking about this, because lately I have been sneezing and itchy eyes and that kind of thing, and I think it has to do with the warm weather that we had about a week or so ago. Remember when it was really nice and warm before the cold weather came? And I don't know if that started some seasonal allergies. Maybe it is. Now I know how I can find out. But Dr. Vandegrift, it's not just seasonal allergies. This company that you have in-house now will do all different kinds of allergy testing.
Yeah, absolutely. I see a lot of patients coming in various times of the year, and they come in with their runny nose and sinus congestion and cough, and getting the history, they say, you know, I get this every year, I get this twice a year, and when we start really talking about it, we decide, well, maybe this isn't just an infection that's starting this, maybe it's allergies that's the problem.
Well, I mean, obviously, you'd much rather deal with allergies than having to deal with an infection. But tell us about allergy testing, because what's the difference between testing for seasonal allergies like ragweed and pollen and all that kind of stuff, and say, I don't know, food allergies, that kind of thing? Is the test the same for both?
Well, we have there's two different ways to do allergy testing, and oftentimes you'll do both. You'll do a blood test, which is normally more of the food allergies, and then you also do a skin test. Now, the skin test is traditionally, you have these little pinpricks that they scrape your back all over with, and it puts a little bit of the allergen in under the skin, and then you wait a few minutes to see if you react to that. If you have a positive reaction, then that shows that you are allergic to that substance. But the company that we are utilizing out of our office now, they do not do the prick test. They do a skin test with like a wafer that will create a similar reaction without having to get stuck 100 times.
Well, that sounds great. How many different allergies do they test for? It sounds like a lot of pinpricks.
My son actually had allergy testing last year in the traditional fashion. I think he had 50 different sticks, little scrapes, and it's painful. So this is really a nice new way of testing without that pain.
What are some of the things that you find are most common as far as allergies go?
Well, you have your traditional allergic rhinitis. That's the runny nose, sneezing, watery eyes. But you also have patients that arthritis could be related allergies, fibromyalgia, skin disorders, even stomach problems, GI upset, and fatigue. There's just a multitude of different vague symptoms, especially if your listeners out there have been to multiple doctors and they've had all these different medicines thrown at them and nothing seems to be working. You know, maybe it's because they're really missing an allergen and they need allergy testing, not more pills.
I have never heard of arthritis being related to an allergy. That's amazing. And so how expensive is the test, and is it covered by most insurances?
Most insurances do cover these tests. The company that we have here does all the pre-authorizations for the patient. They make sure that the company that the patient's insurance is going to pay for that test before it's done. I find that the skin testing is covered much more frequently than the blood test. Oftentimes, the blood tests are not covered, and I think the blood tests are much more expensive.
Now, what happens after? You told me that before we went on that you actually get the results on the same day. And what happens when you look at these things? And they give the results to the doctor, and the doctor and you sit down with the patient, or does the company actually do that?
They provide us with the results, and then what you're really looking at is you're trying to decide, is this something that a simple, you know, allergy pill like Allegra or Zyrtec or Claritin can help, or is it something that's more serious and you might even need immunotherapy? And so immunotherapy is where you actually get allergy shots of that allergen to help your body develop a natural immunity. And that can take 1 to 2 years. And once your body has developed that natural immunity from those allergy shots, then most of the time you can stop doing those injections. And now you're symptom free for several years.
For several years. So if you have developed, you know, I didn't seem to have in the springtime the hay fever and the pollen and all that. I didn't have that much when I was younger. Why is it affecting me so much worse now that I'm getting older?
You're just falling apart.
Well, I certainly feel that way, but I don't know where I've moved to. I've got a big batch of woods right next to, right close to the road that I live on, and so I have to deal with it more, I guess. Now it's really quite annoying in the springtime.
Yeah, the body has a way of changing, and we see this with medication sometimes. Patients will be on a certain medicine, and they can just develop an allergic reaction to that after many years. I see it a lot of times with patients that move to the area. Both they have bad allergies when they were back home, and they move here, and their allergies get better, or vice versa. They didn't have any allergy problems, and then they move here, and they start having allergy problems. Mm. So it just has to do with the different tree pollens and the different organisms that we have in South Carolina here that maybe that person hasn't been exposed to before.
Well, folks, if you're out there thinking about the hay fever and the pollen that's coming up this spring, or maybe you've been dealing with something, you've been trying to get a handle on it and hadn't even thought about allergy testing, because I certainly hadn't thought about it, you can now head over to South Strand Internist. Give them a call. They're located on Glens Bay Road in Surfside Beach. The phone number is 650-4006. That's 650-4006. And don't forget, open 7 days a week now with urgent care. Dr. Vandegrift, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.